right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this will be the last season for the HBO series Ballers. I actually just started watching it. Just saw the first episode. Now, fans of The Rock, of course, you can just see him in, you know, every movie ever made.
Anything.
Right now, if you miss him, pretty
right.
much. I've loved that series, actually, a lot. Have you watched it more?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I really like it a lot. I actually will miss that. It's fun. It's funny. It's very real, also, I think, mm-hmm. when it comes to the NFL. I think it's very real. Taylor Swift, now the highest paid woman in music, made $185 million over the past year. Beyonce came in second, less than half of that. Now, I don't know if she actually did a tour last year or not, but she made only $81 million last year. Rihanna, $62 million, came in third. The VMAs were on last night. John Travolta needs to just not do awards shows anymore because he just screws everything up
right.
and he looks creepy. That's my opinion. Almost gave Taylor Swift's award. One of her songs has to do with acceptance and equality, and so she had a bunch of, like, the LGBTQ community come on stage. Well, he also gave her almost gave her award away to a drag queen, and because he thought it was her and didn't. He's after the whole Idina Menzel, I mean, Idina Menzel or Mendel, I don't even know what he did at the Oscars.
And
that
then
year.
They tried to make fun of the screw up.
Yes, he tried to make fun of it, and then he screwed up again, basically.
And then he screwed that up.
Yeah, and then he dropped the F bomb, and he just stop, John.
Yeah.
Stop. But they did it because he's from New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Queen Latifah is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So they gave out the award. Fine. There got to be other people from Jersey besides John Travolta.
That's it.
Oy vey. Missy Elliott, I think her performance was the best one of the night.
Gosh.
It was amazing.
Can I tell you, after our segment the other day,
yes.
I didn't watch it.
Huh? You
thought
did?
She was pretty good.
Oh, she was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Miley sang her new song, Slide Away. Taylor, of course, opening the show. I thought it was a good show. I liked it. I like those shows, though. And YouTube has released its Songs of the Summer list. Old Town Road is number one. Not number two. Globally,
right.
The number one song, Senorita, by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. And I have that song downloaded on my iPod. I love that song. Don't ask me why, but I love it. Because apparently I'm 12. Apparently I'm 12 years old. I love it.
Big summer songs.
Yes, big summer songs. Old Town Road is just a huge song. Whether you like it or not, it's huge.
Which one do you want?
It's
this
one. You can wait. You can wait.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
Well, here's a little bit of that.
Huge. That's the one.
Just with Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yes. Yeah. And do I like it? Morty and I were talking about it. It's just infectious.
Oh.
It's an earworm song.
Yes.
And this was number one, the number one summer song?
This is the summer song, boy. Yep, it sure is.
Old Town Road.
It's got to be.
Okay.
It's got to be. We'll play the other one later, the one that is number one globally, and you'll understand why. It's a good song. It's catchy. Senorita.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.